We back.
Hey.
The Just Two Black Brothers podcast. It's DJ Period, Pope Politic, and then we got our sister with us today, the legend Sugar T. So what's going on?
Hey, what's cracking, y'all?
Hey, how you doing? Let me show you something about
you. So first things first, why you wearing your crown? What's going on? Let us know.
But you know, it's a little political around this piece right now. So they picking and choosing who they're gonna crown. So I'm crowning myself, you know, and making sure that I give a good reminder of my 20th album, over 36 year celebration, The Rapidemic. You feel me?
Y'all go get that. Y'all go look out, get that album.
Yes, yes, you know, so just making sure that there's a balance here of who's considered a queen and who's not. So if people don't you know, they want to get the original queenhood, you know, experience, then they can check out The Rapidemic and they can, you know, check me out, Sugar T, over 36 years, and, you know, making sure that they are clear of the history and where today's female rap scene started from. There's a trailblazer in the game. Matriarch and hip hop. That's what it is.
I hear you. And like you said, you just said, you know, you've been around for a long time. And yeah. What made it seem like you wasn't around though for a while? You know, like why what made it seem like you was absent from the rap game?
Well, you know, you'd have to, you know, it's interesting because unfortunately a lot of it's changed so much to where people just I guess once they get into the industry, the limited thinking and experience that people have puts them in the mindset of thinking that if you're not in front of the scene on camera all the time, then you're not relevant or you're not capable or you're not doing nothing. But for people who have more than just, you know, the skill of rap and writing or producing and have much, much more to do besides that, you know, there's been sometimes there's a shift where the priorities that make sense, you know, has to be present. So it's not that I, so it may have appeared, you know, that I'm not around, but I've been around live and direct. That's how I became 20 albums strong. You know, it's just a variety of places that I desire to be besides just rap, like everybody want to be. All you know what I mean? So, you know, increasing my education opportunities. So I carry up multiple credentials, including a couple of master's degrees, bachelor's, and a couple of other credentials around that. Not only that, you know, I decided to make sure that I had a well-rounded life, you know, so my first responsibility was, you know, my children. So having children, you know, at 16 and having two at 17, and then shortly after them becoming adult, you know, grandparenting, you know, becoming a young grandmother. Those are times you never get back. So just always making sure that I had a good balance in my life. And of course, you know, always adding value. So, you know, learning things, staying current, you know, taking the time to get educated, making sure your spirit is well, you know, mind, body, spirit, and soul. And, you know, being able to make sure you can maintain, you know, when you get success in be successful in all areas versus just in one, in which you will find if you dig deep into many entertainers today, the majority of them has cracked up or has some really traumatical experiences and they close out, you know what I mean, pretty messed up because they don't pull back and balance things out. And so, you know, making sure that I did that as well as, you know, inspired others in other ways besides music. So when you, you know, have a well-rounded enterprise, you know, and your movement is real and it's well-rounded in a space that you enjoy and appreciate, you know, sometimes, you know, you could appear to be not around. And that's just normally for people who are limited and where they look for information, you know, because people who, you know, who look in, for themselves into other areas besides what the media feed them, all they have to do is Google and it'll be a no-brainer that, oh, okay, she has an enterprise.
Yeah.
The big business. She's built these companies. She's into helping and working at capacities of helping others and mentoring and getting people, other people, an opportunity to be successful, not just in music. So that, I think, is what may have made me appear to be, to come up missing. And every moment I do come up missing. You know what I mean? Especially here lately, because this whole thing in these messages of just the same conversation is just so boring, you know, and just so, you know, sometimes you got to pull back so you don't end up in the middle of being dumbed down, you know what I mean, with the same, you know, sex, money, alcohol, drugs, violence, bragging, yeah. Bullying. It's like you could only take so much of that. It's like, come on, y'all, can y'all talk about
me? Yeah, we had a guy on the other day, and he was talking about that. He said, you know, these dudes that don't know nothing, they glorify stuff that don't need to be glorified. He was like, you got rappers talking about I be in the trap all day, this making it like it's a fun thing. He said the trap ain't a fun place to be.
Not at all. That's right. And you most know of them, they don't laugh after that. They speak themselves right into the trap game and into trap death.
Yeah, that's
real talk. You do, that's so true, you know, and people, you know, will set you up to make you feel that, you know, or you will allow yourself to be tripped up, you know, to make you feel like that's the only options that, you know, that keep you what considered relevant, you know, and then you fall into that foolishness and you're the one that's got to live with the outcome at the end of the day. And a lot of those outcomes results to death, you know, and damnation at the end of the day.
Right. And yeah. I guess... Go ahead.
It was two deaths this week. It was King Von and that dude, Mo 3. They both died this week.
Well, I didn't hear about the second one.
Mo 3 just died like yesterday or something.
Wow. I thought they were still talking about the same one, about the King guy.
No, it's another guy. Same week.
Wow. That was interesting because when I seen that one come up in my inbox, somebody inboxed me. And when they inboxed it, it was the King Young, what's that, Young King?
No, King Von.
Yes. So, and I didn't know who he was because, you know, I'm not going to lie. I don't listen to rap all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's so one dimensional. I just choose to not stick myself in just one conversation like that. It's just kind of actually very unhealthy. So at the end of the day, when they put that in my inbox, I looked and the first thing that went through my mind was, this is dangerous. He's acting real good. He's a good actor, you know? Because I remember he was saying, I'm in a trap, and then I do this and that, and then I do that. And he was running down the hallway, and I was like, oh, okay, he's a good actor. But dang, I wonder, you know, this the lifestyle, I said, boy, this is some dangerous energy to put out there, though. That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, Pope. Poe say the same thing. He said, if you talk about that in your rap, that's going to come to you.
Yeah, and this was before I knew he had passed away. I just got that in my inbox, and that's the first thing in my spirit was, wow, this is some challenging energy to put out here. I don't know if I'll be around long. And after I said that, I inboxed the guy that sent it, and I said, oh my God, his energy is... this is a unique energy. I'm not sure if that's a very safe brand, but thank you for sharing with me. He's very talented.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And next thing you know, he said, oh, he got killed yesterday and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, that makes sense, unfortunately, in terms of, you know, that was what I felt in my spirit. And that's, you know, that's the line that's being pushed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is serious. It turns around quickly now. It don't wait 2 or 3 weeks, months, and years. It turns around like this. It's serious.
Yep, definitely. And so Lee, I want to talk to you about, I guess we could talk about the climate of the women in hip-hop today versus the climate of the women in hip-hop from in the beginning when you first started. How you think things have changed?
Well, when I just mentioned, I guess if we mention a particular part of the climate, because there's so many layers, but in particularly, it's just a little different. I think the conversation is now too pretty redundant. Like everyone sounds the same, you know?
Yeah.
You know, everybody kind of, when Nicki Minaj brought that new sound, which I'll give her credit for that, then there was nothing but copycats after that. Everybody just sound the same. So I think that's the climate, if you're talking about creativity, is it's just one sound and it's kind of boring. And it's, you know, it's one dimensional. Sex, alcohol, drugs, violence, stripping, bullying, you know, or it's a girl trying to be a man. you know.
All right, hey, me and Poe just talked about we talked about that today. We was like, you know, out of the last like three or four female rappers we did interview, three of them was probably lesbian.
Yeah, and when I say that, you know, you crazy. When I say that, I mean, even they're trying to be not necessarily lesbian man, but they, you know, nigga, I'll fuck you.
Yeah, up. Yeah, you like, damn, you know, what you doing?
Like, you know, you kind of like, it's like, whoa, okay, that's cool. Cause I mean, I've been in those places, but not all the time. You know what I
right,
mean?
It's right,
like,
right.
So I just look at it as, you know, the poor women, they're going to need a break and hopefully they don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't break, because it's just when it's like that, I just feel so sorry for the outcome. And that's the difference, I think, between the women today and the women back then. You know, we were our own. I was my own machine. I can't speak for the other ladies in my time. But I was born in the game as an executive producer through my label and my family and my brothers. You know, they made sure I understood the game. So I was more of a businesswoman that also rapped. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I knew the machine. So so when you know the machine, you kind of, I didn't really have to do things that was supposed to be a fad or the thing to do in order for you to stay relevant. I just did what I felt. You know, if I felt conscious, I wrote a conscious song. If I felt, and that was being young, and I get that from the newer artists. When you're young, you know, you talk young, you live a young mindset, you know, and that's great. But, you know, I think that's quite a bit of the difference. There's only young women who are being pushed in the forefront. There's only young women who are being supported. There's only young women, you know what I mean, that are being considered relevant and not allowing the older women, you know, to shine or to be a voice, or making it harder for the women to be heard, because now they're putting a hype around one type of message, one type of brand, you know, and a lot of the men who are elders in the game that can, unfortunately, they've made it where you have to be endorsed in order for you to be considered relevant. The men did this, the older men in the game, you know what I mean? And then the women came in, and I guess somebody told them, well, just, you know, get naked and show your body. And maybe that, you know, not that they were the first ones that did it, but these were the first ones that did it all the time. You know, yeah. What I mean? Like, you know, we got Foxy Brown. Foxy Brown held it down. Bad chick on alert. You know, beautiful chocolate skin, great, sexy, beautiful body, perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Little Kim did it, you know, until, of course, recently when she started, you know, cutting on her face and all the stuff that, you know, came along with her.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, wanting to change her beautiful look.
Right.
I don't know what that was about. But the bottom line is she was one of those originators. You know, Trina was a part of that. You know, these was women, you know, but to have everybody come out and do the same thing, all of a sudden now, y'all making this into a culture. Like, this is the only thing that represents who we are in the hip hop community.
Cardi, you know, Cardi B had this song, the song where she was like, I don't cook, I don't clean, I don't do this. But then Offset posted a picture of her cleaning. So I was like, look, you putting a message out there to these little girls that you ain't got to clean and you ain't got to cook or do nothing, and the man going to take care of you. But now your husband and put you on blast showing a picture of you cleaning up the house.
Okay. Right.
He was like, I don't know what she talking about, but she cleaning right now.
Okay. Or maybe they fixed it, because, you know, she probably got a lot of backlash from that. And somebody in media, you don't never know what kind of stuff is staged to
behind the scenes, right?
Fix stuff, you know, after you see that it, uh-oh, we did the wrong thing, we said the wrong thing, you know, whatever. Now all of a sudden you fix it, you know.
Now you're acting like, oh, okay, look at me cleaning. I love cleaning my house for my family.
Right.
I'm like, you just told these kids not to go do this. Now you talk, yeah.
That's the only difference. And I think, bless her heart, you know, I like Cardi B, bless her little young heart. Bless her.
Yeah.
She's young, you know. And, you know, now that she's a mother, you know what I mean? Hopefully her thoughts might come to be a little more mature, because you know, at one point there's going to be times when she's going to get older and see things differently, you know. And I don't know what woman is going to want to always cuss in front of their kids and
yeah,
I was one of those. Cardi B and all of them is doing what I did already years ago, but it played out real quick because I was a mother quick, you know, and my kids got older quick. You know what I mean? I was a mother. At 16, I was a mother coming in the game. So in 2000, my kids were almost teenagers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So 1984 to 2000 was when my awakening came in 1998. And then 16 years later, after golds and platinums that I'd already pushed that whole first rap trick line in the game, you know what I mean? Many, many platinums, golds, all the banging hit, you know, songs and fads and representing all the elements of being, you know, what is considered relevant that they're trying to say was made today. Like words like, you know, words like savage. I'm like, we said savage.
Back in the day.
You know,
hey, side note, all y'all got to give E-40 his props for the slanctionary. Look, E-40, I grew up in Sacramento, so we talk like y'all on them Click albums. That was how we just talk normal everyday basis.
Yes.
What up, my weeples? All that.
He is the slanguage king. You know, period. And he trained all of us. I'm out of his crop. You know what I mean? And it ain't no better artist in this game from behind the scenes and in front than my brother, period. Hands down. You feel
me? He's a legend. Legend. Shout out.
And they're going to give it one day. They're going to give it, you know, give it the right props, because when people crash and burn, everything is being exposed, as you see. You
all
know,
day.
It's supposed to be the A-listers and the big daddies and the billionaires and the, you know, the Rockefellers and these and that. They all coming out the closet where their whole lifestyle is different from what people was thinking it was supposed to be.
What he told us back on the intro in a major way, I think he said, if we was really out there doing this, shoot 'em up, bang bang, selling dope, all this shit, we'd be dead in jail somewhere. We don't do this for real.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore. Now that we rapping,
we found another way out. We're just letting you know that we can relate, and we're not telling you to do it. We're just telling you how to do it right. Exactly. You know, we can get through this and move on and swag up in a whole different way. That's real talk, exactly. Yep. And that's the difference. That's the difference in the newer generation. You know, between the newer and the older generation is that, you know, I think that it's more programming for the newer generation. It's like just getting cookie cutter and do what everybody else is doing in your space and then just run that line. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, that space is not for everybody to come in the same cut like that. So it don't work. It actually has gotten grinded to the ground. Like, I mean, is y'all serious? It's the only thing y'all gonna talk about.
Listening to you, something that will be important to the game. You sound like, you know how you said, look, I didn't already been there and done what y'all doing already. Like the game looked like it sound like it might need like a system where you have like a matriarch like yourself.
Absolutely. That's my whole point. That's why when you read the background, let's change the narrative to what hip hop has become. Mm-hmm. All voices in female hip hop should be heard. Facts. That's what my backdrop say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's meaningful. And I'm coming out trying to speak, you know, from a matriarch standpoint. You know, my credibility is real. So when I push this line, you know, y'all could track my track record, you know what I mean, in terms of the folk that's watching. And hopefully they can get a lesson. That was the point of me putting out the Rapademic. You guys can come and see the journey of a woman like me who has walked into a leadership position throughout my whole career and didn't have a problem with sacrificing. See, a lot of these younger people don't want to sacrifice, you know what I mean? So everybody wants to go the easy cooker cutter route to try to figure out how to be successful or how to get into something that, you know, for a variety of reasons. And sometimes when it's for the wrong reason, unfortunately, it backfires on them later. So I'm coming in because I'm looking out for the wellness. I'm hoping that people can think, you know what I mean, and really, you know, put themselves in a position where they're thinking deeper than just for the now. You feel me? Definitely. And that's why I say my little sister Cardi B, you know, as she get older, you know, and her baby get older, she'll start saying, wow, if mentally she can last, because we, you know, this stuff can get you traumatized if you're not careful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Every other week they talk about shutting down their Facebook and retiring because a fan said something.
We was talking about me and my girl because, you know, I interviewed Megan Stallion like kind of before she blew up. So I'm just like looking at her now, and I'm like, I kind of feel bad. I'm like, damn, man, I know she's kind of going through it right now.
Yeah.
Like every week it's like news about her, and I know, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, damn,
yeah.
I know she's
Yeah, them poor babies. I would love to just put them in my arms and just hold them. You know? And just, you know what? If y'all could just don't compete with us, don't
slow down.
Go, don't go against us because y'all can't fuck with us. Period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Rock with us. You know.
You know why? And that's right. Because look,
that's the mindset of the young people today. Mm-hmm. You know, me being five decades in, you know, as a human, you feel me? My daughters being three decades in and grandkids being almost two decades in. You feel me?
Okay. Yep.
You know, I'm speaking from a true matriarch position. What I've seen within the community, which, you know, started from the media mindset and that spirit led and fell off into the community, is that the younger generation wants to compete with us and they don't want to work with us. They want to work against us. And they think because we act our hood in a different way, our hood in a different way, you get what I'm saying, that we don't know what's up, you feel right. me? They don't want to receive information from us, unfortunately. I mean, of course, others receive it from me because they look at a lot of my you know, my highs, my lows, you know, my successes and my failures, those who really, really know me, because it's not easy being a queen, a real queen, you know, right. A leader that sacrifices and that don't follow the flock. You feel me? Because you often get put in a rejected box and you can become a black sheep easily when you're not following the flock. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you know, when you know your calling and you strong in what you know and what you feel inside, and you know, and at the end of the day, you're gonna have to look yourself in the mirror and you have to look your own kids in the mirror that might not like you because they didn't see you. You know what right. I mean? You got to look your own body in the mirror and say, dang, I done cut up my whole body. Look at what in the world, I got cancer now. You feel mm-hmm. me? So at the end of the day, there's so many different, you know, outcomes. What we do today is going to affect or benefit our tomorrow, period. So, right. You know what I mean? You
have and what you're saying is a no-brainer because, like, look, a young country artist is going to love if Dolly Parton call her on the phone and say, let's go on tour together. Because that young artist know Dolly finna put me in front of some people. Well, and Dolly gonna benefit from it too with the young people.
Dolly,
you know, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Let me tell you the reality. Dolly shouldn't have to call her. True. She should be calling Dolly.
She should probably be calling Dolly, yeah.
First of all, you shouldn't even get in the game if you don't know the history of it. And we have so many media outlets that are very instigating, first of all, telling who, what's the top 20 of females. Of the-
yeah.
I don't even see myself on a list, and I'm looking at myself like I got more albums than all these heifers. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, ain't none of them got 20. You feel me? Preach. And you know, you do a track record, and you look into it. I'm one of the first trap chicks in the game. I'm from the first trap family. Period. Preach. You know what I mean? So how in the world do you leave me out? And it ain't like I just sold a couple of units. I got golds and platinums. I'm in a prominent family. You know, a first family group of success. Yeah. Signed from a commercial and an independent standpoint, and been, you know, moving a machine for a long time in a whole different fashion, independently in my own space, as well as, you know, from a standpoint of those who, you know, who rock with my movement. You feel me?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? And how in the world do they leave me off the thing? So these instigators need to, first of all, sit down somewhere. And a lot of them are obviously young media that got limited respect for legend. You know what I mean? For, you know, elderly, you know, and that's the mindset of these youngins, is they're disrespectful and they want to knock us out the box. And they mm-hmm. trying to create that, they help usher out trying to erase people's history because of them being limited to how much research they do or being biased about how and who they want to put on a pedestal and who they don't. You feel me? Then you got the young artists that won't go holler at a Snoop and say, hey, Snoop, you know, come through. I watched you, you know, you the man, you know, or got a, you know, youngin that want to take your name. You want to call yourself Sugar. You know what I mean? And I'm Sugar T. You feel me?
Right.
Sugar. Who don't know who I am, but you right. don't wanna come. You want to come to my set in the Bay and record something, but you don't want to holler at me, but you come get a young artist from the, from the game, and you know who's making these choices and who's giving the information to them, or what are why are they being limited to how they think and look into things. I know they're young, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a respect thing, you know, and it's about paying homage. And the hip hop community is the only community that does that. You know,
you know, I mean? You're right. We talked about that every show for the last month or so about how come you dissing a rapper because they 50 and rapping.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. All they got all these rock and roll people 80, 90 years old doing selling out shows, and yeah. Mm-hmm. And the fans is young and old.
Exactly. And how you gonna do exactly all the generations supposed to come together and enjoy the music like the Africans do, like the Mexicans do. When you go to a African party, all the generations is there enjoying the music. You know
exactly.
What I mean? And they're strong in their culture and strong in their niche because of that. When you go to an Indian party, all the cultures are there. The blacks are the only one that's doing it to one another in this urban community. You know what I mean? And these elders need to step up and open up their mouth. When I say elders, I mean the elders in hip hop, the men, because they helped usher this in too. You know, and the young girls need to be respectful. I shouldn't have to go chase none of these young artists. You know, people always say that I purposely didn't put no features on my album. Purposely. Mm-hmm. I don't need no feature from no artist. I just need to know the machine. This is for the people that don't know the machine that got to get a feature because they don't know no better. You know what I mean? So therefore, I have one feature, which is my cousin Be Legit on purpose, and one little, you know, skit with my brother 40, just to let people know we connected, you know, at the end of the day. Give him a little, you know, little sprinkle. But that's
right.
You know what I mean? It ain't gonna be no single though, you know what I mean? Perfectly, because I can hold my own, and that's the problem, is we have become a conditioned community of followers instead of standing up and being leaders. And all we do is just jock what's hot, drop what we think is not, and follow foolish trends instead of standing up and being leaders like we started off being. You know what I mean? So the elders of the men need to come out and fix this stuff. They need to come out and resurface the endorsing of just one group of females. Y'all come endorse some older chicks too. Don't be intimidated by us because we a voice now. You know what I mean? Because we're mature. You should be respectful to the mature voice in the game. Long as we know how to rock and get down, you know, we can rock it a few different ways. It ain't just one way to present a hood message. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people need to like really, really know where the real true talent is again and come back to the foundation and the surface and make it make sense. And then these young girls can change their mindset and quit thinking you're going to come in and knock us out the box, because you won't. We already successful. Money is not success to me. Sitting in front of a camera and being A-listed every second is not success. Success is when you know what's up, and your experience cannot compare to success. The good, the bad, the ugly, the highs and the lows. You know what I mean? And there's so many different levels of success that many of us have already accomplished. These young chicks with an A-list and with $75,000, $100 shows still can't touch what it is that we about. You feel me? So it's not to go against the young. I believe that they're supposed to. I inspire young people. I love young people. You know what I mean? But I'm speaking from a grandmother's standpoint and from a big sister standpoint, a auntie standpoint, that they need to be respectful to us and appreciate elders in general and the older women. And unfortunately, you know, it's the media and the entertainment business that does it. And it's the community of young girls that does it too. You know what I mean? So what that does is that crashes our economy. It crashes our family structure. It brings competition amongst the inside of the family. Now the youngin don't want to hear the mama. Well, girl, sit down somewhere. Your mama trying to holler at you and give you some information and you competing with your mother. Sit down somewhere. You know what I mean? So it's so many different layers that it's affecting, you know, it's, you know, it's just not a healthy thing. So I'm just hoping that this thing can be balanced. And that's why I'm stepping out with the Rapidemic, just having multiple conversations about these challenges in our community, within the Black community, you know, where we really need to take a hold of this, or it's just going to be off the chain and it's going to be a serious mess. You know, worse, it's getting worse. It'll get worse and worse, and it'll just keep recycling.
Right. So speaking of the Rapidemic album that came out in October, talk to us about the single Truth. What was that about? And what drove you to write that song?
The truth. you know, actually, I partnered it with I have a fragrance called Truth that's going to be coming out with it. Right now, I got the flowers and the flowers fragrance that's about to be available this season. However, and I had work that was available last season. So now, so when I talk about the truth, well, you know, I mean, I'm trying to get you more than the truth, because what you really, what you're looking at really ain't true. But you'd rather hear a lie than the truth. They ain't really care about you, but you'd rather hear a lie than the truth. You ain't trying to hear the truth because you're used to a lie than the truth. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote that song because it's real. People would rather a lie than the truth. When you see the truth coming, you know what I'm saying? People,
you run from that.
Rather believe a lie than the truth.
My daughter need to hear that song. My daughter, I said, look, you gotta. The truth is what's gonna set you free. Like for real quick, for example, she thinking the kids all get bad grades because she got bad grades. So I'm like, listen, listen, that ain't how it go. These kids making you think they getting bad grades with you, but they really getting good grades. So I made her show me her report card yesterday. She got her grades crazy bad. So wow. I said, look, show me your friend. I said, she on the phone with a little friend. I said, yo, have your friend send me a picture of her grades too. She's like, nope, her grades is bad, just like mine. That's my girl. Man, that girl sent me her grades. That girl got A's, B's, all A's and B's.
Wow.
So I said, look, man, wow. I thought all this time, I thought you thinking that this girl gonna make you think she doing wrong and make you think she doing bad, but that them kids know what it is at the end of the day. So you sit up there trying to follow this lie around that these kids are bad, but the truth really is these kids out there getting A's and B's.
Right.
And now you stuck on stupid in the back looking crazy.
That's what I used to do. I'd be acting a fool in school, but I used to be doing my homework when I got home. I was acting a fool in school.
Wow, that's real. Good daddy. And a lot of these kids, that's real. Matter of fact, I seen a little young lady that one time I seen them in the store, and her mother was like, she was inside of this store getting rewarded for being able to go to the prom because she had gotten good grades.
Mm-hmm.
That was, see, you know, as long as I get good grades, I could do whatever I want to do.
Look, parents don't play.
Yeah, you know, but the crazy part, unfortunately, that was a little dangerous, though. You get good grades, you can do what you want to do. So now
you're out there wilding out because you got A's and B's.
Man, that's real talk.
And you're going to put yourself in a situation where them A's and B's ain't going to matter because you ain't street smart.
Period.
That's why I tell her, you ain't street smart. They're going to tear your ass up outside.
Man,
especially a young girl.
She better listen to you, and you a man too.
All day.
You know what it is. That's what I'm talking about. That's a serious problem. And our kids are the only ones that do that. Black kids, you know, unfortunately, go against their parents, you know, and don't listen because they're so distracted by this fake media.
Right.
If you ain't looking like what they worshiping at the end of the day, then you don't know nothing and you ain't crap. You know?
And if you do that, you asking for, you trying to change yourself every day. Look, today you want to sew in because she got a sew in. Tomorrow you want to wear your natural hair because she got her natural hair. Yep. The next day you want to put a lace front on. I'm like, damn, you confused.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You can't follow everybody around because then who are you?
You're not gonna never have no authenticity. Hey, Cherie, happy birthday. My girl's birthday today. Hey.
Happy birthday.
Oh, she looks pretty too. Yes, indeed. Hi, boo.
You in the office?
I am.
Oh, you in the multitasking, huh?
Yes, indeed. It's been Zoom meetings all day and projects, organization, and clients.
So tell us what you're working on, if you can. I know, you know, you might have some stuff that you want to keep on the wraps for now, but what you working on, like, to give back and further enhance who you are?
Well, I'm still definitely, enterprising. So, you know, the division, the working project division, I'm still, you know, executive director board, you know, in that organization, you know, making sure that we're able to keep people safe, especially during COVID, to provide, you know, wraparound services, you know, through our main programs, which is the SOS, Save Our Sisters and Save Our Brothers. Our goal is to help keep people from falling through the cracks. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're still running those services in the working project, making sure that people got as much as we can support and provide, you know, food, housing, emotional support, you know, health, wellness, education, skills, building opportunities, and, you know, referring them to elements that make sense and that bring them to a position to thrive. You know what I mean? And of course, in our school division, where, you know, Sprinkle Me, we have the Sprinkle Me School of Music, and then we have the Sprinkle Me School Learning Academy, which is the exploration, training, and development platform. So we're still providing services, making sure that, you know, we're able to keep people, you know, learning, you know what I mean, and increasing their skills. I'm really a high believer of knowledge. You know, knowledge is power. So, you know, that's the problem. There's so much false knowledge out here at this point, you know, and people, they kind of underestimate knowledge and truth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I've just, you know, I capture the ones that's ready to learn, that's pretty much already fell on their face, or those who want to continue to learn and understand that traditional knowledge is probably not all that they need, you know, and sometimes they just need that vision partner. So through one of the school divisions, the Sprinkle Me School Learning Platform, you know, coaching and development, you know what I mean, training to, you know, adults, leaders, staff, organizations. And of course, you know, being able to provide, you know, opportunities to help people develop, you know, rather strategic development or just the rather growth of wherever they are. And, you know, got a great team that works with me, you know, in the school. I help develop brands, help them start businesses, you know, help them expand their vision, you know what I'm saying? Make them, teach them how to become more visible, iron out their operations, their business model, all the elements that, you know, position them to thrive in that particular division. Then, of course, we have the fragrance division. So in the fragrance division, we still produce some product lines for ourselves, for others. We have a food product coming shortly. We also, of course, have the different products at SprinkleMe.biz, the fragrances, the spa and wellness products, the accessories. You know, they can also find my books that I author and write, and other books and products there, you know, that they can capitalize off of and utilize to be, it's look good, feel good, smell great. So, you know, we thriving, you know, the enterprise is thriving. The music project, you know, 20th album, 30 year, 30, I'm saying 30, but it's been 36 years, but it's a 20th album, over 30 year anniversary movement, Rapidemic. And and continuing to work with different populations that need a lot of assistance around this time. So, you know, just really concentrating on make sure that females get empowered to understand the different pathways that's available for them besides just what's being put in their face. You know what I mean? You know, for career pathways. And so we have different types of groups that I'm with that, you know, trying to just get the word out in different ways to bring people to a place so they can have economic empowerment, you know, and a safe way to live, you know, outside of just what they're seeing, you know, through one way to live, stripping and showing their butt and selling their butt and, you know, the different things that make it look like it's only one way to success, you know. So we have other multiple pathways that give them a good money, you know, good income, you know, good skills, good good things to bring with them through their future to help them better sustain. And of course, you know, we're enlightening different generations. We got the Young Grandmothers Club, so we're still recruiting young grandmothers. So, you know, all enterprise endeavors are great. And, you know, and like I said, people, if they want to learn about my enterprise, they can go to sugartea.com. Just Google me and it'll bring you to, you know, opportunities. I try not to bring everything in this in a one conversation because it's too much for people to fathom. So I just take a chunk out of it, you know, at a time. It can be some concentration, but the enterprise is booming, and we definitely are doing our part in COVID, making sure again in our nonprofit division that, you know, we help them keep people safe and giving them the tools to thrive and be safe, healthy, and empowered, you know, and of course providing the continual virtual solutions and learning platforms that we provide through our different school outlets and learning platforms.
You was talking about a food product. I don't know if y'all already got this, but I was just thinking, I had my thinking cap on. Y'all got to sprinkle me salt, like, you know, because people sprinkle salt all the time. So season y'all got to sprinkle me salt and pepper.
Well, I do actually have one. I have a, a Sprinkle Me Good food line. So I have a sauce. It's a sprinkle everything sauce. It's a sweet and spicy sauce right now. And, yeah, it's not too hot, not too not, and that's from the Sprinkle Me Good Foods. And we got other accessories. I don't want to put too much out there.
Yeah.
It'll be coming, and it'll be a high visibility, so I'll let you know when they come out so we can talk about it.
Definitely.
You can do like Sprinkle Me Foot Powder or Baby Powder.
Yep.
Well, I got plenty of Sprinkle Me products. Sprinkle Me Slay lip line. I got a vegan lipstick that's launching right now. A vegan lipstick. Everything you see on me is mine. So Sprinkle Me eyeshadow. I got Sprinkle Me lipstick. You know, it's a vegan slay. It's called, what's the lipstick called? Slay? Sprinkle Me Slay. Yep, it's the lip glaze. It stays long under the mask. And it's vegan. It's good for your lips. We got a scrub, a sugar scrub from the Sprinkle Me Slay line. We got the Sprinkle Me Street and Power collection of fragrance oils, all different types for men and women. We have
put me to work. I need something. Make me a DJ period deodorant or something. I need something to put out there. Yeah.
You always need something.
Because I'm fresh, so I want people to be fresh too when they wear my deodorant, you know.
The name of it, call it fresh.
Yeah, something like that. I gotta get with you so we could talk some business. I know you got the game and the knowledge.
We got the services. We produce product lines for people all the time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Sauces, seasoning, sauce, we didn't produce. We got all kinds of stuff we produce for people. So yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of COVID, how you still in the Bay right now? Are you in Cali? Like how is it? How was it? I don't know. COVID, people say this was a horrible response that the government had in with COVID. You know, it was like, do you feel like it could have been handled better?
I'm kind of biased about it to a certain point. I think they did the best they can. Everybody that, you know, that learned about it when they can, I think everybody did the best they can. First of all, the government ain't perfect. Nobody's government is perfect. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Think that is ignorant to even think that. It never has been. It never will be. So for us to put our guards down and assume that
based off what the government tell you, right?
you know, that's the point. This is what I'm talking about. People have escaped reality. You know what I mean?
It's been facts on that.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, Paul?
I was just saying they like why you believe in the government? We went through the Tuskegee experiment, but you believe what the government said, but they did that to us already. It's like you can't believe what the government says like that. You gotta use your brain.
Yeah, and I'm not against, I don't believe or go against the government. You work your tools and you get out of whatever you got. You feel me? You know, we have to take accountability. To me, I think I took the space of somewhere that I can control. I can help people. So that's what I did. We ran our services. So we provided virtual solutions. I've had a school online for 5 years now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was able to help, you know, them keep serving their clients, keep people busy and resilient, continue on with the services, the essential services that I've had through the years, purposely created for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. You know, the other products were, you know, being set up, and you know, there's a different delay in different areas for one moment, but outside of that, they gave us so much help. I mean, if you had a little sense, you know what I mean, and creative enough, you know, to get things done. I mean, there were all kind of opportunities through that season.
I had a lot of sense.
Yes. if they set up here and was, this is what I mean about the program, and you sit there. Watch the news all day. You sit there watching the internet all day. Uh-huh. Track. What you gonna do for yourself? You're doing something that you cannot control. So this is what I mean about the mindset of the people. We got to stop this stuff. It's sickening, you know. So when I talk about the government, I don't even pay attention to that stuff. What I focus on is what can I control. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care who the president, I don't care who going to be the outcome. I don't care. None of that does not. I don't even get it.
We said that. We said our life, my life, I'm speaking on myself, that my life don't change by who's in office. Like I might not be at the top of the food chain to where that person can affect me, or at the bottom enough where they can affect me. So I really don't mind. Who wins? I mean, with Trump in office, I didn't really care, because I mean he said some wild stuff out there, but I said, it didn't affect my life when he said.
Yeah. That's what I think they say, like, you know, every person is you're gonna be the king of your own castle. So it don't matter. Like, do you control? Can you control your own little life and your own family? Can you do that first?
There you go, Paul. You're a wise man, DJ. Yeah. You a wise man. This is what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? This is the problem with us, is we get caught up in foolishness, you know, and mm-hmm. like you guys are thinking, you can't go wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, I rely on God. You know what I mean? And this is in a non-religious way. I believe in God. I believe in purpose, you know, and I believe that us who are trying to do the best that we can to be the best example on earth that we can and walk in our purpose, you know, and do the work of just enlightening people, edifying others, mm-hmm. sharing knowledge, teaching, all the things that we should do, you know, here while we're on earth to leave an impact, generation wealth, opportunity, all of that. You know, you can't go wrong. You're going to win. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you getting caught up and you don't have nothing else to do and all you do is gossip and all you do is sit up and watch the soap operas and all you do is watch reality shows and all you do is busy running around trying to show off and please everybody, this brands and, you know, show off in front of your friends and, you know, all this foolishness at the end of the day, you know, this is when you get caught up when it's a COVID and you don't know what to do at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what, man? It was sad when all these, you know, the loans was out and you had people saying, well, I ain't got no business. You better make business right now. Like, make something up. I don't got no business. I can't do it. Like, all right, man, whatever.
I said, look, you ain't going to never get a chance to get this money again. You ain't never going to get another chance to get this money, man. You better do something. Shit, got no business. Look, they already set it up to where they probably never do that again. But the reason why you can't feel bad if like what you did with Post said is because all them damn politicians who put that law out there made sure they people got that money
too.
They
got it.
They made damn sure. Hey, man, look, we giving this money out. Hey, say you got a daycare. Hey, say you fix cars on the side because they got that money out there. So y'all better go get it.
That's real talk. Man, for real. You know, I don't want to say nothing to incriminate nobody.
Right. But
people were sitting there being stupid enough, crying and complaining and watching the news and constantly getting sidetracked with all the things that did not matter. Yeah. That's the sad part of COVID. And there is some people that suffer. Don't get me wrong. There's the community, the autism community, the disabled community. I really feel bad for that community because those are places that, you know, those are the people that we look out, we want to look and care for, and we still do. We look out for those because at the end of the day, those are the ones that got to be home with their children, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All that at this point, you know, some of the kids need, like, they have really high disability, you know, and they're very low functioning, so they can't get on Zoom and teach and talk with a teacher and get a mom and them a break or nothing like that. They have 24/7 needs. So those are the ones that I'm very aware and very compassionate about that was suffering, and that I tried to do the best I can to support them because that's a part of the services and the working project that we provide. You know, it's being able to help people keep from falling through the cracks, and we want everybody to be healthy, safe, you know, and economically empowered and inspired. So through, you know, the services, you know, we've been like taking care and looking out for parents of children with autism the best that we can. You know, I've been, you know, the Sugar Tea Enterprise have been funding the whole movement for quite a while. And the goal is just, you know, was try to help people, find people who needed help. You know what I mean? And without overwhelming ourselves and trying to all we can, you know, on the other end of everything else that was out there available to us. So it was it was unique, you know, it was different, you know, ways that it kind of somewhat affected us, but we were able to survive. And mentally, I was extremely well because, you know, it made me again confirm when everybody was telling me, oh, you're all over the place. You just pick one or two things. And I'm telling them, boo-boo, I'm not picking on one or two things. If you don't work with me because you can't keep up with me, then bye. You know, I had those many conversations like that I was all over the place through the year.
But they say all that time we had in the house, if you ain't think of nothing creative in that time, then you might not got no creativity in you. If you could be creative during COVID, shit.
That's right. I had many COVID experiences. That's how I got creative. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I had COVID experiences outside of the disease COVID, and that's what made me create all the businesses. That's why when people would holler at me and say, oh, well, you are all over the place. You just need to pick one or two things. Boo-boo, I'm not picking one or two things. Right. You need to keep up, okay? Because I know about the one or two things, how somebody catch you by the balls and then you is over there selling your butt because that's the only way you can survive. Because now you didn't spend all this time focusing on this one or two things, or because these people can now catch you up and trip you up and put you in a position to have to kiss their butt, or, you know, deal with they whatever they got to do that's got to share with you that's unhealthy. Now you got to tolerate them. So I tried to make sure that I had some flexibility and realized years ago that, you know, we need different streams of income. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Something on you every day to sell, you know what I mean? And along with something electronic and something that, you know, you can have in your sleep and, you know, and different layers that follow you, you know what I mean? And
yeah, Poe got me involved in investing in stocks.
That's
like,
great.
I wasn't invested in that, but then he told me about Robinhood. Mm-hmm. So I try to throw a little something in there every time a paycheck comes in, you know, because like you said, that's you making money in your sleep with that.
Yeah, as long as you get the right stock.
Man, yes, true.
I think people lose large quantities.
Now, I had a stock. I bought it for $3. I'm still sick over this. I bought it for $3.
Mm-hmm.
It went to $7.50. I got happy and sold it.
Okay.
And now it's at $22.
Oh, wow.
I think about that. Every time I look at my little portfolio, I'm like, damn, I could have a little bit more here. If I didn't think, I was thinking short term, though. They say stocks, you got to think long term.
Yeah, that's one thing. You know, there's different types of stocks. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got the stock, the traditional stock, and then you got stock. Then it's stocks you create on your own, you know, in a different funnel. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's great that some of that stuff we can control. Some of it can't. Some of it is political. Some of it, if you ain't been born into it, you know what I mean? Then, you know, there could be some stuff that you're not familiar with that can come out of it. So, you know, you just have to be careful and get as knowledgeable as possible. I have a girlfriend who was in the black stock market. You know, Black Wall Street is her passion, and her family was, you know, born into it. You know what I mean? And so, therefore, you know, she always said, when you buy stocks, buy things that matter and that are essential, like tissue paper, toothpaste, soap, you know what I mean? Dishwashing liquid. Those are the stocks that never go down, because those are things that you have to have daily and that people all the time. So
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's why that stock's so high.
Yeah, I made a lot of money off Amazon. I just kept it though, but I made a lot of money off Amazon already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So, Tesla is a good. They got good stocks that stay up at Tesla. They got different types.
Oh yeah.
They did the split. I got some Tesla too. So
they did split, make it more affordable for people to buy.
And people that work there get some really good benefits and stuff that come out of it as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a friend of mine work at Amazon. He said they give him a 13 stock options as part of his employment package.
I said
that's a lot of money if it's $2,600 a stock.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I said just give me that. I'm leaving. I'll be back.
Okay.
Hey, you know, black folk, we want our 13 stock options now.
That's right.
I don't know when I'm gonna get them later, because what if the company go down? I can't get them if the company go down.
That's all. you come through my coaching, I'll give you a couple of. You come to my coaching program, and I'll give you a couple of things to enlighten you. You know, that's a part of my movement, is helping build generational wealth for people.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely gonna hit you then. Look, I think Aris told us we can get a jingle from you for the show too. So I know you do a lot.
Definitely got some good jingle packages for the show, and I have a new show series that's coming up. Hey, Iris, I want to say hi. She came through and peeked at us. I see her come in. But the jingle is what is the jingle? The jingle is the jingle package, and then I also have a radio series coming up. You know, so I got the Queensview Rap Table that is being relaunched again. And then I have the Sugar Tea Show that is shortly launched in December. And so, and got the promos, the packages available for different media outlets for jingles. So we can talk about it as well. And definitely drop you some drops and get you right. And
we need that from you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Y'all got enough from me now? You got a little push?
Yeah. You pushed us for sure.
Well, y'all good work.
And we appreciate you, you know, because I'm like, you ain't have to come back on here, but you showed some love and came back and talked with us. So we appreciate you for that.
Thank you. Y'all just got to run some Google ads and get the interview heard, and then you'll be good to go.
Oh, yeah. So you giving us game. We like that. Game.
Yeah, definitely. You
gotta and y'all and everybody listening, y'all go check out the Rapidemic album. That's the 20th album. You know, y'all listening to the legend right now. We, like I said, thank you again.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Y'all keep up the good work. And tell your daughter I said she better listen to you.
I'm going to tell her if she don't, you're going to come and get her. That's right. All right, let's go. One love.
All right, y'all be safe. Peace.
All right.